KSR News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Barred from giving a formal closing argument, Donald Trump still seized an opportunity to speak in court at the conclusion of his New York civil trial, calling the proceedings a fraud on me before the judge cut him off. Outside the courtroom, Trump called the trial politically motivated.
This is a political witch hunt, the likes of which nobody's ever seen before. They owe me damages for what they've done. We have a great company. We're a very innocent company. We did everything right. They have no witness against us other than Michael Cohen, who's a discredited felon.
Attorney General Letitia James argued that the most critical claims against Trump were undisputed. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has said he sees a path to Gaza peace, reconstruction, and regional security after his Middle East tour. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Blinken left Cairo after rounding off a Middle East tour by holding talks with Egypt's president. Before boarding his plane, he told journalists that his visit established key objectives for peace in Gaza.
First, preventing the conflict from spreading. Second, getting more humanitarian assistance into people who need it. Three, increasing protection for civilians. Four, getting hostages out.
He also said his final objective was continuing support for Israel to make sure October the 7th does not happen again. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran's Navy has seized an oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman that once was at the center of a major crisis between Tehran and Washington, a seizure that further escalates tensions in the Mideast waterways. Iran's state-run television acknowledged the seizure late Thursday afternoon, hours after armed men boarded it. On Wall Street, the Dow was up by 15 points, the Nasdaq rose a fraction, the S&P 500 down 3. This is SRN News. A Christian baker from Colorado who won a lawsuit over his refusal to make a gay wedding cake is now being sued by a transgender person. Teresa Sidebotham of Telios Law says there's a lot at stake in Jack Phillips' case.
Both free speech and free exercise of religion. This is a whole principle of whether, first any artist, but any person should be compelled to engage in expression that they don't agree with.
The case is percolating through the state circuits.
He lost at the Colorado Court of Appeals and has filed a petition for certiorari with the Colorado Supreme Court.
Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of a Christian web designer who didn't want to work on a same-sex wedding. Sidebotham says that decision should have a bearing on Phillips' case. This is SRN News. A ban on tackle football for elementary school children is being suggested in California.
Lawmakers are debating the ban for children under 12 to reduce the risk of brain injuries. A legislative committee voted 5-2 during a public hearing Wednesday to advance the bill authored by Democratic Assemblymember Kevin McCarthy. But the measure is a long way from passing. It must clear the state assembly by the end of January to have a chance of becoming law this year. Advocates say the bill will protect kids from the risk of brain damage. But coaches and other football advocates say the ban would cut off kids from an important source of physical activity. John Scott reported.
The California ski resorts Palisades Tahoe and Alpine Meadows are reopening with a focus on safety, a day after an avalanche killed a skier and injured three others. The Palisades Tahoe operations blog says Thursday is a rigorous snow safety morning for both resorts. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.